We're just a few weeks before budget hearings at City Hall, and Baltimore Police Department appeared at a public safety meeting yesterday chaired by Councilmember Brandon Scott to talk about combating violence in the city. Our City Hall reporter, Dominique Maria Benessi, is on the line. Good morning.
Morning.
Baltimore's per capita homicide rate for the first 4 months of this year is the highest it has ever been. Aside from that, what else did the police department bring up last night?
Deputy Commissioner Dean Palmieri gave council members new statistics on other related crimes. There's been an 11% increase in arrests for robbery, 21% increase in arrests for burglary, and a 14% increase in auto theft and carjackings. Palmieri also said the rate of juvenile crime arrests has increased from 2016 to 2017 from about 80 to 107 for robbery.
How's the police department looking to get that number down?
They continually asked for additional resources throughout the past years, but yesterday, in their partnership with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, they launched a mobile unit to analyze homicide crime scenes within 4 hours of the actual incident. And that is new. That is a new unit that will be in place in the coming months. The mayor is still looking into advancing partnership with the FBI, which would also add agents and equipment to the police department. And finally, recruitment is crucial. To be able to have more officers on the streets, the police department's goal is to graduate 60 new officers every 10 weeks.
City Police Commissioner Kevin Davis was asked a question by Councilman Zeke Cohen about how to stop the illegal purchases and possessions of guns in the city. Here's what Davis had to say.
Straw purchases exist, but they're not the primary reason why guns arrive in Baltimore. About half the guns that arrive in Baltimore come from Maryland. So only less than half come from out of state. The gun traffickers, however, have arrived in Baltimore from as far away as Tennessee over the last 2 years, and we've jointly prosecuted federally some of those gun traffickers.
Does the police department have jurisdiction over out-of-state gun traffickers?
Well, obviously no. They have to prosecute in federal court. But Davis said that her job is made more difficult because in Maryland, the possession of a illegal firearm is a misdemeanor charge, which he says gives those with illegal guns more clout.
As I mentioned, budget appropriation hearings will be starting in a couple weeks. Councilman Isaac Schleifer asked the police leadership what would happen if $5 to $10 million in police funding ended up getting cut. How did the police respond?
Well, per officer, they spend about $100,000 on salary and benefits for each officer. So about 100 would lose their jobs if they had this huge budget cut. To backfill vacancies, it would take 9 months to a year to get new officers to be able to be self-sufficient. Also, they would bring officers from desk duty out into the field in order to save more jobs and get more officers out into the street.
And to clarify, the trainees leaving the police academy after recruitment, a budget cut, would that impact whether or not they got hired?
Right. So the police leadership says they would need to keep up with their attrition rates. And they said that, no, it would not dictate if they got hired or not.
Dominique Maria Benessi is WYPR's City Hall reporter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.